I want to go to the country and to the farms now, because this is a very busy time for slurry spreading. And I want to speak to Brian Monson from the Health and Safety Executive, NI. Brian, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Yeah, Brian, I'm right when I say, I think it's mid-October, but the 15th of October, they can't spread any more slurry after that. So a lot of farmers are going at it hell for leather at the moment.
Yeah, this is a busy time of the year, as you say. People trying to make sure that their tanks and are down, the storage is up for the winter over the closed period. So yes, people are trying to get the slurry out onto the land while the weather's good.
And it's a reminder about the mixing process and, of course, the dangers.
Yes, absolutely. We're all well aware of some of the tragic incidents that have happened over the last number of years. And what we're trying to do is just remind people at this time of the year there's a few simple things they can do to keep themselves and their family and their stock safe, and that slurry mixing can go on this year without any more tragedies like we've seen before.
So just talk us through what a farmer should be doing, leaving his home, going across the yard to the slurry tank this morning. What's the procedure?
Well, first of all, we say with anything that you're doing, just stop for a few minutes, not even a few minutes, a minute, and stop and think about what you're going to do. Is what you're going to do safe, and can you do anything more to keep yourself and other people away from harm? So there's a few real simple rules here that will make a big difference. First of all, keep kids away from slurry mixing processes. They're small, they breathe quickly, they're low down, they're close to the gases, and we want to make sure that they're nowhere near the process. If you can, remove all the stock. Again, one of the problems we've seen in the past is animals being overcome by the gas. And apart from the loss to the farm, there's then a great temptation to try and go in and save them and put yourself or others at risk. We see we have a windy day today, and that's the sort of weather that we would like to see people mixing the slurry in. The gas gets dispersed quite quickly if there's a good air current, so a windy day is absolutely spot on for doing your mixing. Make sure if you're within a shed or a byre that you open up the doors and the ventilators to let as much of that air through as you can, and be very, very cautious of ever mixing on a still or a quiet day.
And am I right in believing that at high levels, one breath can kill?
Well, that's it. One breath at high levels is enough. And unfortunately, it's very unpredictable. Some slurry you will mix and the levels will not be high. The next time you mix and they can be exceptionally high to the level that literally one breath can kill. And that's where we get to our next key message, which is start your pump. When you start to mix, start your pump and get out and stay out for 30 minutes. And if you get out and stay out for 30 minutes, then that allows time for the gases to bubble up, to come up, and then to be blown away. Don't be tempted to go back in within the 30 minutes. People do this. They sort of think, well, I have to see what's going on, or I want to do something. Don't be tempted. It's not worth it. We've seen too many incidents where people have been overcome. So think, stop, make sure everything's right, and then get out. And stay out for your 30 minutes.
And don't presume that if you're wearing one of those builder's face masks, that's going to be any good to you.
Well, actually, a builder's face masks and the vast majority of masks that you're going to be able to get on the market will be of no use to you. So we do not recommend the use of masks at all. The only masks that are going to be any good are air-fed masks, self-contained breathing gear, which is the, you know, really is for specialists or for the fire and rescue service to be using. So masks aren't going to help you. People often ask us about alarms. Alarms, personal monitors can be useful in terms of when you're going back in, just to check that as you go back in that the levels don't remain high. We don't recommend, though, that you would use those as your first line of defence. We don't recommend that you start to mix and stay in and wear an alarm, because unfortunately the gas levels can rise so quickly that by the time the alarm goes off you can have a few breaths in and you could be incapacitated. And if you can't get out of there, there's little hope for you.
Yeah, and if you want to see the story of Alex Walker, if you go to the YouTube channel and HSENI, Health and Safety Executive, NI's contribution to YouTube, that gets the message across, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Alex tells a very sobering story, and he's a real gentleman who has had first-hand experience of the effects of this. He survived an incident, but he'll say himself now he treats mixing slurry and slurry gas with a great deal of respect. And it's not just the immediate effects that, that slurry gas can have on people. It can have longer term effects as well if they've been exposed to high levels. So what we're saying is just stop and think. Follow the guidelines and look after yourself and your family and your loved ones and your farm.
Brian, thanks for coming on. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Frank. Appreciate it.
Brian Monson from the Health and Safety Executive, NI. Such a relevant conversation as we try to keep people safe the length and breadth of the land.